It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
What's going on, everybody? It's Brock and Hunter. Welcome to the After Show podcast. The Plan B After Show podcast. What are you doing? Get out of here.
Is this a good podcast?
Yeah, you dumb slut. Get out of here. Ooh, one day.
I'm going to give you a day off.
Thank you. Is it from you? Is it a day off from you?
It's my own special coupon.
Oh, thanks.
Where's mine?
Yeah.
Do I get one?
No, actually, my day off, you have to spend a day with her.
Because I put hours down instead of...
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Well, we're doing the podcast. That's smoked salmon that I was given to by a friend.
Yeah. Do you like smoked salmon, Kiki?
I do like smoked salmon.
She does like smoked salmon.
She does.
What are you guys talking about today?
Well, I was just going to bitch a little bit because some people drove me nuts just this morning and just in life in general. You don't want to listen to me, bitch?
No.
That's your job as my wife.
She's getting enough of it at home.
Hunter is my work wife.
Gotta be the vagina.
So I was listening to another podcast out there, like this one. It's done by Tom Segura, and it's called Your Mom's House. And great podcast. But the topic, they kind of went on a rant about just the social... How do I word this? The social rudeness, is that safe to say? Kind of like that. For some reason, we are getting to this tipping point of, I don't think, coming back to it. And maybe it's always been this way, and we're just seeing it more because of social media and because of online videos and everything like that. I'm at a boiling point when it comes to this whatever attitude of people. This not my problem attitude. Yeah. I'm just going to be me, and you got to deal with it.
Yeah.
And I bring this up because some things happened in the last couple days. But he was talking about this video that he actually took. He was at a Starbucks, and there was this guy on his speakerphone. Which, by the way, if you have a conversation in public on speakerphone, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, what are you doing? Come on. Don't you feel the people watching?
I hate you. How?
And you want other people to know what you're talking about?
How important do you think you are that you can just have a conversation on speakerphone in public? Dude, I feel bad answering the phone in public lots of times. You know, if there's certain areas, I won't do it because I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and chat when I'm surrounded by people. Mm-hmm. And this guy, and I've seen it happen numerous times, grocery stores, people having conversations, and I'm just like, oh my God.
Like, hang it up. Get your task done finish the conversation
somewhere else. Not even so much hang it up, have the conversation, but you're letting everyone just have, phone conversations are private. That's why it's on a phone and we don't have walkie-talkies.
How about this? Is this okay if you're in your car and your window's cracked and you're doing the Bluetooth through your speakers? But it's very loud because I hear those people a lot too.
It's like, all right, maybe get your hearing checked if you got that thing blast. But yeah, so he was talking about, and he took video of it at a Starbucks. This guy was on the phone with his bank and he was on hold. So he just left the phone on the table and let the just hold music play in this busy cafe, a Starbucks.
It's distracting.
And dude, I'm at this point where I'm just so sick of this attitude of, well, no. I can do whatever I want. It's over,
not my problem.
Oversharing on Facebook, commenting on stuff, just having the, it's just people are assholes.
People are entitled, man. They feel like they, it starts with the way they were raised. You can kind of tell with the people that were raised that way.
Yeah.
It's just, if you're doing something that you slightly think maybe this would bother somebody else,
but
stop in your tracks and look around and just see.
I hope people think that way, but I don't think people do.
Get out of your own world. Wake up.
I don't think people have that mindset now. Because you know why? Because we have been just constantly feeding this arrogant mentality on social media. And I know we've bitched about this before, but it just I shared the story about it at the gym. Mm-hmm. And there was a piece of gum. I thought at first it was a turd, which I'm still not 100% that it wasn't a turd.
Yeah.
But it's like someone just like... All right, I'm just going to spit my gum out here. Now it's stuck. That's not your place.
Yeah.
That's not. Think about if you own a business and someone just spit their gum right there.
Like, dude, it's gum.
And now other people need to walk in this shower.
It has to go in the basket. It's going to end up on your shoe.
And it's just like, fuck you, dude. I'm going to swear a little bit more just because I'm so sick of this this I'm the important one mentality.
What do you think of this theory? What do you think of this theory? People are more self-entitled. People don't give a shit more and more because now it's so easy to get everything. Now it's so easy to access everything. Everything I feel like is given to you now. You had to work a little bit harder back in the day to achieve some of the things you got.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like that over time, people just having stuff given to them, and it comes in all different fields. I'm not just saying food, money, yep. blah, blah. I mean, everything. Everything is a little bit easier now, guys, than it was 30 years ago.
Dude, it's way easier.
And you know what comes with that? Self-entitlement, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it comes with, well, I've been given everything my whole life, and I don't have to give a shit about anything else.
But not even that. Not even just given stuff. It's even boils down to, oh, well, this photo of me got 100 likes. I'm awesome.
I am, yeah.
And so it does. It makes people entitled, cocky.
It's too much dopamine.
Yep.
It's too much.
And we've talked about that before, but it is. It's think about it before. If I took a picture 15 years ago, I would have to go physically show it to people. Right. Like, if I wanted someone to see it, instead of just uploading it up online, I would have to physically go, and that's what people did. Like, okay, you make a family photo album, people would have to be at your house to see it. But you know what? They may say, oh, this is a great picture. You get that quick, but then it goes back on the shelf. Now you have these guys, girls posting photos, you know, posting statuses to get likes because it feeds their fucking ego. Yeah, and it makes them more entitled and just, oh.
It's the dopamine, man.
And then you go out into the real world and you're surrounded by people. Well, I'm sorry, you don't get thumbs up in real life.
No, you don't. Unless you're in the show Black Mirror.
Yes, that one. But that, dude, that there was some truth to that episode.
There was some truth to that.
I know which one you're talking about. Absolutely. It's because of the time and age we live in. And now even add in, what about this? Think about Alexas and all these voice. We don't have to say please and thank you. We bark commands.
I think it's good for everybody to just step down a level. You know, you're up here for a second. You can be up here. That's fine. But you know what? Once in a while, self-evaluate yourself and how you treat and look and act upon things.
Yep.
Like, for example, the other day, it was last night. The wife brings out dinner. I made the steaks on the grill. She was making everything else in the kitchen.
Yep.
She comes out. She brings me the steaks, everything, outside. We ate outside. And I was like, oh, hey, can you bring a napkin? Can you get me a napkin? She was sitting down and getting ready to eat. I'm like, can you bring me a napkin? I'm like, dude, you're a piece of shit. You can do it yourself. Get up.
Yeah.
Get up, man. And so I did. And it just like set me back for a second. I'm like, dude, stop being a piece of shit.
Yep.
You know, be a person. You know, step down a level. I'm a Freemason.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you one of the things within Freemasonry that they teach you. Be on the level, which means everybody's on the same level.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not looking up at one guy. You're not even the grandmaster, the main guy.
Yep.
He's on the level. He's the same as you. Even though he has got a bigger name and a bigger title than you do, he's on the level, man. And that's how you treat one another. And I think if you believe that and you go for that, it's going to stop all the bullshit.
But unfortunately, though, you know what's also followers. Mm-hmm. What do you hear about celebrities? What do you hear about these people? They have so many followers. Mm-hmm. Who fucking cares? You know, I keep checking to make sure we're not in program because I'm heated. But that is the one thing. No, we value people by how many
followers
they have on social media, people they'll never meet. Yeah. And that's the other thing, too, is we're feeding these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kim Kardashian is making a living because she gets paid millions of dollars for followers that she reaches out to.
That's why I love celebrities that are just people, man.
Yep.
They're themselves. They treat people like people.
Yep.
Keanu Reeves is one.
Yeah, he's one. But again, he's an older celebrity. Mm-hmm. He's not this. Dude, the celebrities are going to keep getting worse. And the fact that
the
we
YouTube
have
stars.
The fact that we have influencers, that's a word. When I learned that word, it made me, I think it took about 10 years off my life because my heart was just like, what? That's a thing now. Literally, your job is to influence people.
Don't be a follower. You know, you got to be careful with the way you phrase that, though. Don't be a follower. I feel like I'm a follower in a sense, though. As in, I take stuff from you. I take stuff from him, and I take stuff, and I make it my own.
Yeah, you
and
don't
I make
let
my
it
own. I'm not following a
you're
certain.
You're not a copier.
Right.
Yeah, and
right.
You don't blindly follow, you know? Yeah,
absolutely.
I you know got what these, I'm... You got these people, these kids that are you know, the generation that are trying so hard to be that next YouTube star or mm-hmm. that next, like, that, you hear about that kid that got, I think it was like 10 years probation and a fine because he videotaped himself giving a toothpaste-filled Oreo to a homeless guy.
And he got 10, what?
So no. yeah, he did, but he literally fed a homeless guy. So there's a guy begging, you know, for food.
Right.
He gave him a toothpaste-filled Oreo and YouTubed it. That's the kind of shit they're doing, though.
Oh, my God.
Would you feel good about giving a toothpaste-filled Oreo
maybe
to a homeless
maybe
person?
Maybe if I was like 12 and immature, and I thought it would.
No,
be
this is not a grown man, but he's old
he
enough to
know better.
He knows better. I'm not saying I haven't done dumb things,
right?
But you grow up and know because they want to get likes and they want to get YouTube subscribers. He's specifically going out and videotaping mm-hmm. himself doing stuff like that. Logan Paul guy. That Logan Paul guy.
Going out in the forest, videotaping the guy. That was,
yeah, a guy who hung himself.
It's just, man, you
That's a messed up. You're mentally not right.
You're doing it for views. You're grabbing, yep. you're reaching hard for that satisfaction, that dopamine. You know what people out there, if you're listening to this, you know what people are interested in? You. Mm-hmm. You know what people are interested? Honesty.
Yep.
People love to listen to people that are completely open and honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's you get that later on in life.
Yep.
You start to realize, why am I bullshitting?
Yeah.
Why am I doing this?
Yep.
Why am I lying to myself?
Yep.
You know, it gets to a point with some people where it's like, dude, you're lying to yourself.
Well,
that is a completely different level.
Yeah.
Of trying to satisfy,
and that's social media there because now we're comparing all of our lives. You see your friend who was doing a trip over in the Rockies, and so now you're like, well, my life's not interesting. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. How about plan a trip?
Your life
do something. Good. Don't sit there and just compare and then feel bad about yourself.
And don't compare yourself.
No,
to
and there's no
else.
Reason to. That's but social media is. It's literally a yeah. competition now. It's a competition for likes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a competition for meaningless likes. It's unbelievable to me. It really is. Well, I shared
it's
that
a
one
new currency, man.
It really is. It really
think about
it,
that.
It actually it well it forms into currency because the more you get something to go viral. You can make money.
You turn thumbs up into money. That's
yeah.
crazy, man.
Yeah, that's what we have. We literally have. Well, I shared that one post. I took that screenshot of that guy I'm friends with on Facebook where, you know, he made this post. He commented on it about his life. And then people are there making comments towards that. And he's like, well, no, you guys got it all wrong. I'm like, life's great. Then why make the post?
Why are you posting?
You know why? Because you're looking, you're out there fishing for this meaningless. I don't know. It's just.
Here's the thing, everybody naturally has that inside of them. It's just as soon as you find out and figure out how to manage that, the better off you are. Because you can't sit here and say you don't like likes. I love likes. I put stuff on, and
well,
I like likes.
Unfortunately, for work, it's a tangible thing that we use to
absolutely.
Promote the station.
Absolutely.
And I get it. It's getting in front of people. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not going to sit, but.
Understand what it is. It's social media. It's
mm-hmm.
fake.
Mm-hmm.
It's fake. There's very few things on there that are very honest. And you can see it. And you'll know it when you see it.
Oh yeah!
But you know what? Those vacation photos, those
well,
photos
when
of
you start
me
valuing
and blah blah blah. Look at us. You're gonna start to realize that you know what? That's not what life's about.
When
man.
You start valuing a person's worth,
yeah.
through social media,
media,
or you start valuing your worth
you
through
need,
social
you
media,
you need to rethink.
Yeah. And also, again, you're not hot shit because you got 2,000 Twitter followers.
You're not.
You're not hot shit because, you know, it just.
Whatever you're the best at, you think you're a very good-looking person, or you think you're the greatest at blah, blah, whatever it is, Just know this.
There's billions of people.
There's 1,000 people out there right now that are better than you, better looking than you, faster, stronger, have a better relationship. I'm telling you, it's out there.
But the thing is, though, too, is that you shouldn't be worried about comparing yourself to them.
Absolutely. Who cares?
We've kind of delved into a different thing. The big point I wanted to just make that I wanted to bitch about was just the fact that I'm really worried about just the asshole mentality. The I don't care about anyone else around me. I'm the only important one. On here, we need to nip this thing in the bud real fast, or it's just going to be unbearable to be around people. Mm-hmm. Each day, I get closer to just wanting to be away from everyone because it makes me mad. I feel like a judgmental asshole sometimes because I'm like,
it snowballs too, man. Yep. You think about somebody born today doesn't know what it was like 10 years ago, obviously. So if we dab into this social media thing really deep and it just comes to a point where we don't even realize what it is anymore. Well, the kids don't either.
And they're not going to see that.
They're growing up into the bullshit. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to know any different because they don't have an experience and they don't get a chance to experience something different.
Yeah.
You know, it's great. We gotta be very careful, man.
I think the world was a better place without social media. I really do. And I know that seems so crazy. And I don't want to be that fuddy duddy.
There are pros and cons. There are, but yeah, I think you might be right.
Here's what you got
to
do.
To a certain point,
get rid of the likes and comment sections.
Yeah.
Get rid of them.
Absolutely.
I don't share your photos of your family. You know, that's great. But get rid of the monetary value that is tacked onto those with the likes.
I think you just cut out the likes. I think you can still comment.
Yeah, but think about all the trolls. Think about all the people that go onto a YouTube video and literally just rip apart someone who's doing their passion.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
What good is that person doing? Like, oh, you suck.
Which sucks for the user because the user feels like crap after that.
Exactly.
But at the same time, I think it's getting to a point, though, where like people know what trolls are.
They are, but it still doesn't hurt, and especially a younger kid. Think about that. Think about a younger kid.
Oh, you're very sensitive, man.
Who posts a video of them learning to play the ukulele, and some person's like,
right.
God, go kill yourself. You I mean, suck. People do that. People literally comment, go kill yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. It's just we've developed. I think if you got rid of comments and likes, any kind of monetary online value, it would be a totally different ballgame. One, we wouldn't see as much. Mm-hmm. And two, it would just be, hey, I'm just putting this up there. And then you get to enjoy it. And your family gets to enjoy it, you know?
You know what I think is going to happen? I think social media is going to be it's going to be a class. It's going to be a class you take. Where they teach you about it, and they teach you how to, don't be so sensitive around it. You know?
Or social media, it'll be how to handle social media.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, which honestly is better than some of the classes they're doing now.
It might be more useful at that point.
But it's true, though. I mean, it's a big part of people's lives now. Yeah. You're using it every day. You see it every single day. You know, I don't need to know trigonometry, but if I know how to, like, control my emotions around somebody being a troll on my Facebook, it's going to benefit me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I hear you, man. Well, I hate to vent. I don't ever want to come off as that old fuddy-duddy user. Oh, it's just, but I think there are some things that really need to be addressed when it comes to, and we really won't know, because, like you said, Facebook came out in, really to the public in 2006, 2007, something like that.
Yeah.
It's not even, I mean, it's over a decade. It's been around for a while. But just barely, and I don't think we'll really see the true effects of what is happening until this generation that was born in like 2000 or 2010. Because you think about it, a kid born in 2010 is already 9 years old.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy, and they have been around it their whole lives. There are kids that were born and their parents already had a Facebook page made for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know, man, and maybe we're too far gone. Maybe we've created something that we will either be a dark point in human history. We'll go away from it, or I don't know. But just stop being assholes,
for God's sakes.
You're not the only person in the universe. Okay, be considerate. Everybody love. I know that's a theme. I feel like we've been getting around, but it's just don't be an asshole. Don't spit your gum on the floor at an establishment that isn't yours.
Find your center. Come down to the level. Be part of us.
Yeah.
You know, we're all the same people. We all walk and talk and we all breathe the same air. Yeah. I know they say that a lot too, but it's true, man.
It's true. All right, good. I feel better. My voice is hoarse.
Just like my cock.
Jesus, God. Perfect. We ended on that. End it on that. All right, everybody. Don't forget to explore more on this website, WIRX.com, where you found the podcast.
It's the podcast. You said it. I had to say
it. Damn it. As always, check out WIRX.com or Rock 107 WIRX, 107.1 on your FM dial, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10. I can't even focus because you just said horse
You're
cock.
Just thinking about that big veiny.
Yeah, I ain't so veiny. All right, we'll see you guys next time.